How goes the night, boy?
The moon is down. I have not heard the clock.
And she goes down at 12.
My fate is later, sir.
Hold. Take my sword. There's husbandry in heaven. Their candles are all out. Take thee that, too. A heavy summons lies like lead upon me, and yet I would not sleep. Merciful powers restrain in me the cursed thoughts that nature gives way to in repose. Give me my sword!
Who's there?
A friend.
What, sir? Not yet at rest? The king's affair. He hath been in unusual pleasure and sent forth great largesse to your offices. This diamond he greets your wife withal by the name of most kind hostess, and shut up in measureless content.
Being unprepared, our will became the servant to defect.
Which y'all should free have wrought. All's well. I dreamt last night of the three weird sisters. To you, they've showed some truth.
I think not of them. Yet, when we can entreat an hour to serve, we would spend it in some words upon that business. If you would grant the time.
At your kindest leisure.
If you shall cleave to my consent. When 'tis, it shall make honor for you.
So I lose none in seeking to augment it, but still keep my bosom franchised and allegiance clear. I shall be counselled.
Good repose, the while.
Thanks, sir. The like to you.
Go, bid thy mistress, when my drink is ready, she strike upon the bell. Get thee to bed.
Blade and dungeon, gouts of blood, which was not so before. There's no such thing. It is the bloody business which informs us to mine eyes.
Half world nature seems dead, and
wicked dreams abuse the curtained sleep. Witchcraft celebrates pale Hecate's offerings, and withered murder, alarmed by his sentinel, the wolf, whose howls his watch. Thus, with his stealthy pace, with Tarquin's ravishing stride, toward his design, moves like a ghost. Thou sure and firm set earth, hear not my steps, which way they walk, for fear the very stones prate of my whereabout, and take the present horror from the time which now suits with it. Whiles I thread, he lives. I go, and it is done. The bell invites me. Hear it not, Duncan, for it is a knell that summons thee to heaven.
Or to hell.
Which has made them drunk has made me bold. What has quenched them has given me fire. Hark. Peace. It was the owl that shrieked. The fatal bellman which gives the sternest good night. Grooms do mock their charge with snores. I have drugged their possets. The death and nature do contend about them, whether they live or die.
Who's that?
Alack, I am afraid they have awaked, and 'tis not done. The attempt and not the deed confounds us.
Shh!
Hark. I laid their daggers ready. He could not miss them. Had he not resembled my father as he slept, I had done't. My husband.
I have done the deed. Is there not here a noise?
I heard the owl scream and the crickets cry. Did not you speak?
When?
Now.
As I descended?
Aye.
Hark! Who lies at the second chamber?
Donald Bane.
This is a sorry sight.
A foolish thought to see a sorry sight.
There's one did laugh in his sleep, and one cried murder, that they did wake each other. I stood and heard them, but then they did say their prayers and addressed them again to sleep.
The two lodged together.
One cried, God bless us, and amen. The other, as they had seen me with these hangman's hands, listening their fear, I could not say amen. We made it say God bless us.
Consider it not so deeply.
But wherefore could I not pronounce amen? I had most need of blessing. Amen stuck in my throat.
These deeds must not be thought after these ways, so it will make us mad.
We thought I heard a voice cry, sleep no more. Macbeth does murder sleep. The innocent sleep. Sleep that knits up the raveled sleeve of care.
The death of each day's life.
Sore labor's bath, balm of hurt minds, great nature's second course, chief nourisher in life's feast.
What do you mean?
Still it cried, sleep no more, to all the house. Clams have murdered sleep, therefore Cawdor shall sleep no more, Macbeth shall sleep no more.
Who was it that thus cried? Why, worthy thane, you do unbend your noble strength to think so brainsickly of things. Go, get some water, and wash this filthy witness from your hands. Why did you bring these daggers from the place? They must lie there. Go, carry them, and smear the sleepy grooms with blood.
I'll go no more. I am afraid to think what I have done. Look on again. I dare not.
Infirm of purpose. Give me the daggers. The sleeping and the dead are but as pictures. It is the eye of childhood that fears a painted devil. If they do bleed, I'll gild the faces of the grooms withal, for it must seem their guilt.
Whence is that knocking? How is it with me when every noise appalls me? What hands are here? They pluck out mine eyes. Will all great Neptune's ocean wash this blood clean from my hand? No, this my hand will rather the multitudinous seas incarnadine, making the green one red.
Hands are of your color, but I shame to wear a heart so white. We are knocking at the south entry. Retire we to our chamber. A little water clears us of this deed. How easy is it then? Your constancy hath left you unattended. Hark, more knocking. Get on your nightgown, lest occasion call, and show us to be watchers. Be not lost so poorly in your thoughts.
To know my deed, but best not know myself. Wake Duncan with thy knocking. I would thou couldst.
Here's a knocking indeed. The man with porter of hell gate, he should have old turning the key. Knock, knock, knock. Who's there in the name of Beelzebub? He is a farmer, but hanged himself on the expectation of plenty. Come in time. Have napkins an hour about you. Here, you'll sweat for it. Knock, knock, who's there in the other devil's name? Faith, here's an equivocator that could swear in both the scales against either scale, who committed treason enough for God's sake, yet could not equivocate to heaven. Oh, come in, equivocator! Knock, 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 who's there? Faith, here's an English tailor come hither for stealing out of a French hose. Oh, come in, tailor, here you may roast your goose. Knock, knock, leveret, quiet, what are you? This place is too cold for hell. I'll devil portrait no further. I had thought to reckon some of all professions that go the primrose way, the everlasting bonfire. Undone, undone! I pray you, remember the porter!
Was it so late, friend, and you went to bed that you do lie so late?
For faith, sir, we will carouse until the second cock. And drink, sir, is a great provoker of three things.
What three things does drink especially provoke?
Oh, marry, sir, nose painting, sleep, and urine. Oh, lechery, sir, it provokes and unprovokes. It provokes the desire, but it takes away the performance, sir.
And therefore much drink may be said to be unequivocated with lechery. Which makes him and it mars him. It sets him on and it takes him off. It persuades him and disheartens him. Makes him stand to, not stand to. In conclusion, equivocates him in his sleeve and giving him the lie leaves him.
I believe drink gave thee the lie last night.
Oh, that it did, sir, in the very throat on me. But I requited him for his lie, and I think, being too strong for him, though he took up my leg some time, yet I made a shift to cast him.
Is thy master stirring? Or looking as awaked him, here he comes.
Good morrow, noble sir.
Good morrow.
Both. Is the king stirring, worthy thane?
Not yet.
He did command me to call timely on him. I have almost slipped the hour.
I'll bring you to him.
I know this is a joyful trouble to you, but yet it is one.
The labor we delight in physics pain. This is the door.
I'll make so bold to call, for it is my limited service.
Goes the king hence today?
He does. He did appoint so.
The night has been unruly. Where we lay, our chimneys were blown down. And as they say, lamentings heard the air. Strange screams of death. And prophesying with accents terrible of dire combustion and confused events new hatched to the woeful time. The obscure bird clamored the livelong night. Some say the earth was feverous and did shake.
'Twas a rough night.
My young remembrance cannot parallel a fellow to it.
Horror! Horror! Tongue, the heart cannot conceive nor name thee.
What's the matter?
Confusion! Now hath made his masterpiece, most sacrilegious murder, hath broke open the Lord's anointed temple and stole thence the life of the building.
What is it you say, the life in his majesty?
Approach the chamber and destroy your sights, for the new Gorgon do not bid me speak. See, then speak yourselves. Awake, awake! Ring the alarm bell.
Murderer! Treason!
My poor Dolobin, welcome away!
Shake off this stony sleep that's counterfeit and look on death itself.
Up, up, and see the great doom, Jimmy. Malcolm and Bane,
rise from your grave.
Rise up and walk like sprites to countenance this horror. Ring the bell.
What's the business of such a hideous conduct calls to parley the sleepers of the house? Speak, speak.
Gentle lady, it is not for you to hear what I can speak. The repetition in a woman's ear would murder as it fell. Oh, Banquo, Banquo, our royal master's murdered.
What? In our house?
Too cruel anywhere. Dear Dove, I pray thee contradict thyself and say, 'tis not so.
Had I but died an hour before this chance, then I had lived a blessed time. For from this instant, there's nothing serious in mortality. All is but toys. Renown and grace is dead. The wine of life is drawn, and the mere lees is left this vault to brag of.
What is amiss?
You are... and do not know it. The spring, the head, the fountain of your blood is stopped. The very source of it is stopped.
Your royal father's murdered.
By whom?
Those of his chamber, as it seemed, had done't. Their hands and faces were all badged with blood. So were their daggers, which unwiped we found upon their pillows. They stared and were distracted. No man's life was to be trusted with them.
Oh, yet I do repent me of my fury that I did kill them.
Wherefore did you so?
Who can be wise? Amazed. Temperate and furious. And loyal and neutral in a moment. No man. It's the expedition of my violent love. I'd run the pauser. Reason. Here lay Duncan. His silver skin laced with his golden blood. And his gashed stabs looked like a breach in nature for ruin's wasteful entry. There the murderers, steeped in the colors of their trade, their daggers unmannerly breached with gore. Well, who could refrain? That had a heart to love, and in that heart courage to make his love known.
Help me, Hansel.
Look to the lady.
Why do we hold our tongues that most may claim this argument for ours?
What should be spoken here, where our fate, hid in an auger hole, may rush and seize us? Let's away. Our tears are not yet brewed.
Nor our strong sorrow upon the foot of motion.
Look to the lady. And when we have our naked frailties hid that suffer in exposure, let us meet
and question this most bloody piece of work to know it further. Fears and scruples shake us. In the great hand of God I stand, and thence against the undivulged pretense I fight treasonous malice.
And so do I.
So.
Let's briefly put on manly readiness and meet at the hall together.
Well contented.
What will you do? Let's not consort with them. To show an unfelt sorrow is an office which the false man does easy. How to England?
To Ireland, aye. Our separated fortune shall keep us both the safer. Where we are, there's daggers in men's smiles. The nearer in blood, the nearer bloody.
This murderous shaft that shot hath not yet lighted, and the safest way is to avoid the aim. Therefore to horse, and let us not be dainty of leave-taking, but shift away. There's warrant in that theft which steals itself when there's no mercy left.
Score and ten, I can remember well, within the volume of which time I have seen hours dreadful and things strange. But this or night hath trifled former knowings.
Ah, good father. Ah, sees the heavens as troubled with man's act threatens his bloody stage. By the clock, it is day, and yet dark night strangles the travelling lamp. Is night's predominance, or the day's shame? The darkness does the face of earth entomb when living light should kiss it.
Tis unnatural, even like the deed that's done. On Tuesday last, a falcon, towering in her pride of place, was by a mousing owl, hawked at and killed.
And Duncan's horses, a thing most strange and certain, beauteous and swift, the minions of their race, turned wild in nature, broke their stalls, flung out, contending against obedience, as they would make war with mankind.
Tis said they eat each other.
They did so, to the amazement of mine eyes that looked upon it. Here comes the good Macduff. How goes the world, sir, now?
I see you not.
Is known who did this more than bloody deed?
Those that Macbeth had slain.
Well, that's the day. What good could they pretend?
They were suborned. Malcolm and Donald Bain, the king's two sons, are stolen away and fled, which puts upon them suspicion of the deed.
Against nature still. Thriftless ambition that would ravin up thine own life's means. Then 'tis most like the sovereignty will fall upon Macbeth.
He's already named and gone to Scone to be invested.
Where is Duncan's body?
Carried to Columbkill, the sacred storehouse of his predecessors and guardian of their bones.
Will you to Scone?
Well, to Fife.
Well, I will thither.
Well may you see things well done there. Adieu. Lest our old robes sit easier than our new.
Farewell, Father.
God's benison go with you, and with those that would make good of bad, and friends of foes.